How long, Lord? How long? Not even the most addicted, binge-trained Netflix junkie can sustain the marathon attention span required to wade day after day through the tramp. How long, Lord? How long? Not even the most addicted, binge-trained Netflix junkie can sustain the marathon attention span required to wade day after day through the Trump travesties. Emoluments, foreign interventions, bungled military maneuvers, allies bashing, cabinet firings, juvenile letters to foreign leaders, professed love of despotic dictators. Sure, it's wild stuff at first, but come on, year after year and nobody seems to break a rash to call for an intervention, much less an impeachment. The man told an adoring crowd in Texas this week that it was easy to be presidential, but it was way too boring. Boring, this Yahoo is not. He's a thousand clowns crammed into a V-dub bug. He's the guy standing on the Golden Gate Bridge threatening to throw himself off. He's the maniac holding hostages in the daycare, the sniper in the tower, the guy who calls at 2 in the morning to Art Bell's Coast to Coast radio show to describe his alien medical exams. The bozo who has a new conspiracy theory every day. The man who calls the gossip columns to brag about his latest conquest. The rich guy who declares bankruptcy with casinos. Boring? He's not. Certifiable? Oh, absolutely. A good businessman? Not really. A great politician? You tell me, but we know he wins. He's abrasive, rude, infantile, narcissistic, mean as a snake, a groper, greedy, a liar, a tax fraud, a thug. He's the new American. Ugly, but proud of it. He's a spokesperson for white nationalists, the KKK, the closet racists, the bullies, the white beaters, the Jew haters, the people who want immigrants sent home. He claims to want to make America great again, but he couldn't care less. More of the American pie is what he wants, what he craves, what he feeds on. We know this guy, and half of us love him. Half of us would gladly give up our freedoms for a chance to stomp on someone else. Half of us see political correctness as a break on our natural inclination to be something moral, something decent, something we have no desire to be. I don't understand it. And I'm sure Trump doesn't understand it, but by God, he has channeled something dark and sinister that courses through the American bloodstream as surely as genocide and lynchings, spousal abuse and pederasty. He's the disease that turns septic in the body politic, the grinning ghoul in the mirror of our national history we've tried not to look too closely at. But here he is. Here's Donnie.